Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
It's entitled, Hope is Born. Hope is Born. And it's been very interesting over the last few weeks. I have been talking to people and, you know, we've been getting some prayer requests in to the church that have been an eye-opener, for lack of a better word. You know, many of us will enjoy this season so much because it's Christmas and it's a great time of year and it's full of Christmas presents and little balls that we decorate our trees with that say joy and hope and peace, and it is like that. It's a wonderful time of year. But what I've realized is that there are so many people this time of year that feel totally the opposite. They have experienced loss. They've experienced difficult times, trauma, financial difficulties, difficulties in their marriage, difficulties with their children. I think if we stop for a minute sometimes and we look back, it can be kind of like it's been a bit of a rough year maybe. You know, and I don't know where every one of you are, but over the last few weeks, specifically this week, I've had many prayer requests come in that have been very, very intense. Spoke to a family, we prayed for a family this week that lost almost their whole family in November. You know, not, I don't think they're not in our church, but this is what we've been encountering. Just people that have got absolute desperation. Desperation for hope. And unfortunately, during this season, there are many people that feel very hopeless. And some of them are like, I just want to get through this season while everybody's so joyful so I can get on with my life. And this morning, I want to come and I want to give you a word that will encourage you no matter where you are, whether you're one feeling joyful or whether you're one feeling hopeless. Because there is hope no matter where you are. And it's so important that you take a hold of hope, because hope is so powerful when our hope is directed in the right place. When you're going through a storm, when you're going through a difficult time, I want you to understand that in the natural, that is absolutely what is going on. I mean, it's rough, it's tough, it's a difficult time. But one thing about God is God always looks at us and he sees us the way he's destined us to be. Like with Gideon, when he arrives to Gideon and he sees him as a mighty man of valor, you know, he's not a mighty man of valor in that moment. And so many times you'll be at a moment, I call these, I don't know, the only way to describe it is it's a life-changing moment where God will give you something. He'll give you something to hold on to that will get you to where he wants you to be. To get you through the storm, to get you through this difficult time, to get you through this hopelessness. So let's take a little bit of a look this morning at, you know, you all look so depressed now, it's terrible. So a lot of people do find themselves feeling alone, depressed, and all that different stuff we've spoken about. I want to say this, and this is the truth, this is the truth. Is that without Christ, without Jesus, you can't have hope. Because if we look at the big picture, without Christ, there is no hope. And the Bible has many scriptures about that, but we're not going to get into that today. The truth is, though, is that outside of Christ, there is no hope. So if you're sitting out there and you don't know Jesus, I'm not surprised you feel hopeless. I'm not surprised that you're in a desperate situation, because without him, I can tell you now, I would be hopeless. I would feel hopeless. But I have a hope, and that hope is in him. Is that okay? So we need to start with that this morning. Ephesians 2, verse number 12 says this, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. This is talking about us. And strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world or in the world. So without God, without the promises of God, and you'll understand this in just a moment, I want you to look at that. Strangers from the covenants of promise. You see, there's promises and covenants and things and benefits that we have as believers. And one of those things is hope comes to us when we begin to believe in God, when we begin to serve Him. Now, there's a very famous scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 says this. And this really describes how Christians will abide and actually have their walk their life out. This is something that you will walk in as a believer all the days of your life. 1 Corinthians 13, 13. And now abide. These three things will abide in you as a believer. Faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Now, I want to just say this. We talk a lot about faith and love very often in church, but we don't talk a lot about hope. But I have to say that there's no question, I mean, there's just no question that love is the greatest. Because it's because of love that we have faith, and it's because of love that we have hope. Thank you for that overwhelming excitement. But hope hasn't been spoken about a lot. Now, there's a lot of confusion between faith and hope. So what is hope? A great definition after searching deep and wide is this. Hope is a constant expectation of the goodness that comes from God. That's what true hope is. That's not like I hope I'm going to get a new car in January. True hope comes from God, which brings you a change in your life. You see, true hope, when you have true hope and you understand who God is and what God has done for you, when you begin to know who He is, you will have a hope in something that is real and life-changing and has the ability to transform you. I've been speaking about the fact that we are spiritual beings. So we have to understand that our reality goes beyond the natural realities, which is what we live in right now. So in other words, all these things, faith and hope and love, these are not natural expressions, they are spiritual. And in order for us to understand what true hope really means, I want you to read it to you again. It is a constant expectation of the goodness that comes from God. That scripture I gave you earlier on in Ephesians 2 says, it says that we have become... let me read it to you. It says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise. But now we have those promises. We have those commitments. We have those, you know, we have now been adopted into Christ. So when you are in Christ and you begin to become a covenant child of God, you have a hope in everything He says is available to you. And that's so powerful. We've been talking about being sons of God and how powerful it is to be with the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. Ephesians 1 verse 16. I speak about this all the time, but I want to read it to you this morning. Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus, and he's actually complimenting them on how good they are as a church. And then he says this in verse 16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in what? In the knowledge of Him. Because the more you begin to understand who God is and what He's done for you and what's available to you as a child of God, the more you will have hope, faith, and love. All three expressions. But what can you have hope in if you don't even know who you are and what you have available to you? We spoke last week about how when we know that we are sons of God, that we can walk and express who He is and also express what He called us to do, which is to have dominion. But I want you to understand that even in your Christian walk, if you don't have the knowledge of God, if you're not seeking Him more, if you're not longing for Him more, if you're not desiring more of Him, wanting to learn more who He is, you will not know what's available to you. That's why Paul says, listen, I'm so happy you guys are doing works. You've got faith. You're on fire. You're building the church. There's thousands of people. There literally was. The church, they say, was up to 100,000 members. It was the biggest church of that time. So it was a thriving church, but he says, listen, this is all great and well, but in order for you to manifest God completely, you need to come to the knowledge of him. So I'm going to pray for you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge in him so that you can learn more. And as you grow in that, you'll understand the covenant promises. You'll understand who you are. And there's a reason for it, because you still live in this world. And in this world, things are going to happen that you're just not going to understand. And in those moments, we're going to go, God, where are you? But if you know who he is, and you know his character, and you know his nature, and you begin to understand him, what will happen is even in that storm, you will have hope. You see, that's the problem, is we lose touch of hope because we forget who he is. Who is he? How do we know him? Well, let's take a look at what he's done. Let's take a look at his mercy. Let's take a look at his power. Let's take a look at his grace. Pastor Alex, what about his judgment? Listen, that's good too. You don't have to worry. You're a child of God. You're a son and a daughter of the King. You don't have to worry. He's not just going to judge you. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And anything he allows to happen in your life will only be to get you back to him. His ways are better than your ways. His thoughts are better than your thoughts. The problem is things will happen. And I know about things happening. I've experienced it. And I've walked this year with some of the people in this church that have been through some stuff. And then I go and I say, God, come on. Help them. Be there for them. Touch them. Deliver them. Heal them. Set them free. Give them breakthrough, God. Breakthrough with their children, breakthrough in their marriage, breakthrough with that situation. I also want that for you. But you have to stand. You have to stand no matter what's going on, no matter what season you're in, no matter how bad it's been, you have to stand not on how you feel, but on who God is. And when you do that, something will happen. Hope will come to you. Hope in what? Hope in him. Let's take a look at this. What do I mean? Hebrews 11, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we know that if we look at it, faith and hope are related, but you need to know that they are not the same. Faith is for the present. Hope is for the future. That's why it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you lose hope, you will have a problem in the area of faith. As soon as you stop believing who God is, his promises, what he can do in your life, how he can change the situation, what he's done before. Listen, if there's one thing I know about God, remind him of what he's done and what he says he will do. Remind him, take it to him. Remind him, God, you promised in your word that you would never leave me nor forsake me. Well, right now I'm feeling a little forsaken. But I need you, God. I need your presence. Well, it's not about feelings. Well, then you say to him, listen, I need to feel right now. Be real with him. Sometimes he'll make you not feel anyway, and that's okay. You've got to walk through that. No matter what you're going through, and I promise you this morning, I'm not supposed to promise, but I tell you this morning that my heart goes out to every person that's had a difficult year. But here we are at the end of the year. What are you going to put your hope in this year? Are you going to stand and believe who God is? Regardless of how you feel right now, and you may have all reason to feel the way that you are and the way that you do. You may have all the reason to feel that way. I know what it's like to feel like God is not with me anymore. I've been there. I cried out to him. I know what it's like. But here I am, and I'm preaching to you. So God got me through that, and he'll get you through it as well. Amen. Now, how does hope get birthed? How does hope begin in our lives? 1 Peter 1, verse number 3. 1 Peter 1, verse number 3. This is just some basic doctrine, just to lay a foundation for the scribes. Blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to live, to a living hope. How? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So in other words, it's because of the resurrection that we have hope. Because of the new birth experience. That's why outside of the new birth experience, outside of giving your life and being born again, outside of that, you can have no hope. Because guess what? If you only think of this earth, you're missing the big picture, literally. And hope comes from believing that now you are born again and you have eternal life. So even if you go through, even if you go through hell on earth, if you believe and you've given your heart to God, you will be in eternity with the King. Listen, but that's not all he promises. He promises abundance. He promises health. He promises things to you. And you have to know that. And you can't be one of those people. Don't be one of those people that go, oh, you know, that's not for me. Since when did God make a promise that isn't for you? If he makes a promise to his children, to his covenant children, if there's one being on of all creation that will keep his promises, it is God. He is the greatest covenant keeper. He honors his word. He is not a man that he should lie. But we need to know those covenants. We need to know what he says. And one thing he says is that in Christ, because of the resurrection, we will have hope. Now that's where we start. Is that okay? 1 Peter 1:13 says this. Therefore, gird up your loins. Gird up the loins of your mind. Look at that, your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Again, this shows us that we must know who Christ is. We must have a revelation of who he is. We must have a revelation of what he's done. Understand that we are covenant children of God. In that we have a hope. That hope is that we will walk with him. That he will get us through everything. That he has promises for us. That he loves us. That he'll never forsake us. That he will take care of our children. That if we raise our children in the ways of the Lord, they will never depart. Listen, I don't care how bad it's going with your kids right now. I want to tell you that there are promises in the word that says that he will get your kids through it. So what would you put your hope in? Put your hope in him. Put your hope in his word. So, let's examine a little deeper. Hebrews 6:18. That by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie. Did you see that? He does not lie. We might have strong consolation. Who have fled from refuge, now look here, to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have, look at this, as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. This is so powerful. This is so powerful because it's a picture. What does an anchor hold? It's not that hard, guys. It's not a trick question, I promise. An anchor holds a boat. Why do you need an anchor if you're in a boat? So that you don't move. Now, we have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. It's given us access to the presence of God, to his covenant promises, an even greater covenant than before. Now every one of you have this promise and access because of this anchor of hope which goes down into the water while we're on top living our lives. That anchor anchors into normally a rock. The Bible describes Jesus as the rock. When your anchor is in Christ and the wind blows and the sea begins to churn and everything begins to go chaotic around you, you will have hope no matter what goes on around you. And you will stay steadfast. You will not be moved. Why? Because you have access to the presence of God. You have access to His promises. You see, He's the rock. The anchor goes down. The anchor is our hope that goes down into the rock. Hebrews 7:25 says this, "Therefore, He is also able to save to the utmost those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for us." Who is your hope anchored into? You see, my hope is anchored into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And what you need to know is when your hope is anchored into Him, He's always making intercession for you. He's always fighting for you. When the devil comes and accuses you, he says, "Not guilty." He's the one who will stand by you. He's the one who will get you through it. Listen, He will get you through the storm. Dave and Margie Imler, He will get you through the storm and you will come through the other side. And I prophesy once again to you that you will be everything God has said you will be. The enemy thinks he's had his way, but I say to you this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be what I say you will be, says God, and you will be free and you will be healed. In fact, right now, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of the enemy, and there will be a peace that will come as your anchor has stayed firm. Your anchor has stood firm even through the storm. And now, says God, it will be speedily. It will happen quickly, and there will be peace. Yes, there will be peace. Peace like a river in the name of Jesus. And then we will stand together, you and I, Dave, and we will celebrate what the Lord will do in the name of Jesus. I declare it and decree it right now in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter if you sit in the back, I'm going to get you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You have access to the presence of God, and you pray here on earth, and you're going through a storm, and there is one with a king who's making intercession for you. The problem is that most of us feel like He wouldn't do that for me. If you study Scripture and the story of the woman at the well, and I know I talk about this a lot, but there's just no better example of someone that probably didn't deserve for Jesus to go to than a woman who had been married 5 times. And the man that she was living with was not her husband. In the eyes of the religious, she was outcast. In fact, even in the city, they wouldn't go to the well with her in the morning. So she had to go at the hottest part of the day, at midday, she would go to the well because no one liked her and she was ashamed of who she was. Yet the Bible says that Jesus had to go to Samaria. He had to go there. And He goes to Samaria to find this woman whose life was a mess. And when He gets to her, He encounters her so profoundly and changes her life completely. And in that moment, her hopelessness turns into hope. And she leaves Jesus. She actually leaves the water and she runs into the city and she says, "Let me tell you about the man who told me everything about who I am." You see, that's what happens when you truly surrender to God and you put your hope in Him, no matter how bad it's going. It was going bad for her. No matter how desperate. Listen, can you imagine how you must feel if you're in a state where you've been through so many situations? A lot of times people that go through so many relationships like that, they feel unworthy. Unholy. But God goes out of His way. Did you hear what I said? God goes out of His way to go and find her and touch her. He is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you so that you will get out of this situation and become everything He's called you to be. Put your hope in the King. Your hope needs to be on who Jesus is, everything He is, all that He is, all that He's done. Put your hope in Him. Put your anchor into Him, and He will get you through everything you're going through. Can you say amen? Now watch this. In Psalm 71, verse number 5, it says this. This is a Psalm of David. For you are my hope. O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. Isn't that powerful? One more scripture. I'm almost done. I told you I'd let you go home early today. I'm going to just read one more scripture. Isaiah 9, verse number 6 says this, and this is our Christmas scripture this year. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. I want you to know this morning that it doesn't matter what you're going through. A king has been born. His name is Jesus. He died for you, and I want to tell you who He is. He is wonderful. A wonderful, when you look at that word wonderful, it actually means miracle. He is a miracle, and He can do a miracle in your life right now. He can do a miracle for you right now. Turn your hopelessness into hope and reach out for Him. He is Counselor. In other words, no matter what you're going through, He will give you everything you need to get through it. All the advice, all the counsel, all the support. The support, by the way, He sent His Spirit, who is also a Counselor. And He lives in you now. And if you just get silent, if you just go quiet for a minute and just sit down and let Him speak to you, He will. He is the Counselor. He is also Mighty God. And I don't need to say much about that. If you don't know how mighty He is, go read the scriptures. But He took every one of the patriarchs and everyone He walked with through every storm, even Samson, after he committed all kinds of sins against God. At the end, God gave him one more prayer. And that one more prayer gave him power once again to destroy the enemy. You too can be in a desperate situation. I want to tell you, you serve a mighty God. And He can get you through everything you're going through right now. He is our everlasting Father. And over the last few weeks, I've explained to you just how powerful He is. Not only is He almighty, not only is He all powerful, but He's also all loving. And a good Father cares about His children. What do we need to do? Put our hope in Him. Put our anchor into Him. Put our faith, our trust, our lives in Him. Come to the knowledge of who He is. Learn about Him more. Have a desire for Him more. Surrender to Him more, and He will reveal Himself to you. He will open up your eyes. He will open up your heart. He will reveal Himself to you, even in the storm. And last but not least, He is the Prince of Peace. And so this morning in this place, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that peace over every family, over every person, not only in our church, but even, Father, I pray for the city this morning. The prayer requests have come in so thick, Father, of all kinds of pain and trauma and hurt. And I pray, Father, that over this Christmas season, You will give them a peace. You will give them a peace that surpasses understanding. Did Jesus not say, "My peace I give you, my peace I leave you," but not as the world gives it? And Father, when we come to that place of surrender, even in our darkest hour, when we have all reason for all chaos to be going on around us, if we stop and look around at who You are, You are the Prince of Peace. There is nothing like Your peace. There is nothing like Your peace. And so this morning in this place, Father, I pray that these that are here will come to the knowledge of who you are. Mighty God, Counselor, Prince of Peace. You are our God. Can we bow our heads? Just close your eyes for just a moment. Your presence is here, Lord. And we celebrate you this time of year, the birth of our Savior Jesus. Many have lost hope. Even Christians that have walked with you for a long time have been through some serious stuff and they feel hopeless. But this morning, hope will be restored. Hope will come again. Because unto us a child was born and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he has given us everything we need to get us through everything we go through. And so this morning in this place, Holy Spirit, just flood your people with your presence, with your love, with your peace, and with your joy. Father, even those that have had losses, let that joy come from the inside over this season. You are our King. You are our God. We anchor our hope in you, Lord, lover of our soul, all-sufficient one, everlasting Father. We surrender to you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. With all eyes closed and heads bowed, if you've come into this place this morning and your life isn't right with Jesus, you need to make right with him this morning. If you don't know him, you've never given your life to him, you need to give your life to him this morning so that you can know this peace, so he can take you out of the darkness and the light can begin to shine in your life. It starts with surrender. I surrender. If that's you and you say, Pastor Alex, that's me, please slip your hand up quick so I can pray for you. God bless you, sir. Thank you. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you. Anybody else say, Pastor, include me in this prayer. Just slip your hand up. I'll include you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you. Anybody else say, Pastor, that's me. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. In this atmosphere and the presence of God is here. Anybody else say, that's me, Pastor. Include me this morning. Just slip your hand up real quick and I'll include you. Amen. Amen. Now, let's all stand for just a moment. If you raised your hand this morning and your life isn't right, we're going to pray this prayer, but I want to ask you, once we've prayed this prayer, I'm going to do one more thing and then I'm going to close. Is that okay? If I can ask you, every one of you that prayed, that lifted your hand, will you pray with me? But church, can we all pray this together this morning? If you lifted your hand, pray this morning and he will hear your prayer and he will answer you. Let's all say together, Father, I come to you today. I surrender. I give my life to you. I believe that Jesus died and rose again and is the Son of God. Forgive me for my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Restore me to you. Fill me with your Spirit. Make me whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And so it is done in the name of Jesus. Now standing like this, if you've come here this morning, you may serve the Lord. Your life might be right with God and all that stuff, but you've gone through a serious storm and you've been feeling hopeless. Now I hope the word has already encouraged you, but if you need prayer for this specific thing, you're feeling hopeless, lift your hand up real quick. Let me see where you are. God bless you. God bless you. Quickly, those of you that lifted your hands, come to the front. Don't be afraid. Come quickly to the front. Not going to embarrass you. No, it's not to embarrass you. Don't be afraid. Come quickly. His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor. He is Everlasting Father, Mighty God. Just raise your hands to them this morning, church. Can I have my leaders please come up behind them? Thank you for being bold and coming forward. Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Thank you for coming forward. God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. And once I've prayed for you, there's a person behind you that's going to just encourage you and just bless you and pray some more with you. But I just want to say this to each and every one of you. You heard the word this morning. And I know you've been through some stuff, but put your anchor into hope. Anchor into Him. Put your hope into Him this morning. And He will get you through it. Now, I just want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, these men and women and children have come forward because they're desperate, Lord. And Lord, You are the one who sees and hears everything. And in the mighty name of Jesus, myself and the congregation, we agree on earth this morning that You will bring breakthrough and deliverance and healing, financial breakthrough, whatever it is that these need, Father, healing in their families, healing in their marriages, in their business, desperation, depression, whatever it is, Father, You know their need. And right now, according to Your word, we are Your children. Father, I pray for breakthrough. I pray for a miracle. You are our wonderful Father. And in Jesus' name, I pray that You will just break the power of the enemy. In fact, I take authority right now over every spirit that has come against you and your house. And in the name of Jesus, I bind it now. I break its power. Your authority is stripped now in Jesus' name because of what has been done on the cross. The price has been paid in full in Jesus' name. And now I pray for breakthrough and for a miracle for them in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, sir, just receive it now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name, just receive it now. Just receive it now. You are a blessed woman. You will be blessed. You are highly favored in the name of Jesus. Do not listen or look back ever again at the things and the words that have been spoken over you. For this morning in this place, they are canceled and broken. And you are free and free indeed. And you will walk with joy and liberty. And I will bring restoration. I will bring healing, says God. And in the days that lie ahead, you will see my hand move powerfully, 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 powerfully. All the darkness is removed now in Jesus' name, right now. In the name of Jesus, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. You and your house will be blessed and shall be saved in the name of Jesus. And I declare blessing over you right now in Jesus' name. Right now, be healed, son. Be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Hope is yours, son. Hope is yours in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now. Right now, just receive it. Just receive it now. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. This will be your year of breakthrough. This will be your year of change. Great change. Great change will come. Restoration will come in the name of Jesus. I declare it and decree it over this mother and daughter. Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Right now, full of Holy Spirit. There He is. He's all over you now. The presence of God is all over you now. Just receive it now. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be made whole. Be made whole in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Be healed, Father. You know everything. Everything that she's been through. Everything, Lord. Lord, take her through. Take her through, Lord, in Jesus' name. Right now, I give You thanks for it. Right now, just touch her now. Touch her now, Father. Restore, restore, restore. Restoration will be Yours. Healing in the name of Jesus. I declare it over you now. In Jesus' mighty name. Right now. Right now, just follow up, Lord. Follow up, Lord. She is Yours. And He says, I've never left you. I've never forsook you. Even when you have felt I wasn't there, God says, I've been there all the time. I've been with you all the time. Now go ahead, says the Lord. Go ahead and seek me and you will find me. Go ahead, says God. And you and I will have moments that will be wonderful, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare it over you now. Breakthrough is Yours in Jesus' name right now. In the name of Jesus, I see, look, I see. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap and a shout. Come on, somebody, let's give Him praise this morning. We have something to shout about this morning. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory, the hope to this world, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Listen, church, we have a Christmas Eve service. If we don't see you on Christmas Eve, please be blessed. Have a wonderful and blessed Christmas with your family. We love you. God bless you. Let me close. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise and all the honor and glory in the name that is above all names. This morning in this place, all that we can say, Lord, is thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, just protect the congregation over this Christmas period. Protect them on the roads. Protect them in their homes, their businesses. Bless them. I ask you, Lord, that you will give them joy. Joy. Joy, Lord. And we give you thanks and we love you. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father, and the fellowship with the Spirit be with every one of you as you leave this place today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.